This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, all of my stunning listeners. Just here to give you a little trigger warning before the episode starts that this episode discusses anti-Semitism and hate crimes.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain, tied to me tight, tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul, sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. And you come
crash
into me, yeah, baby. And I come into hike up your skirt a little more, and I'll show the world to you. Creepiest verse ever. Hike up your skirt a little more. So creepy.
The year is 1998.
Yeah.
That was Crash by Dave Matthews. It should be known that my guest wanted me to sing a different Dave Matthews song, but what requested I sing Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
But I wasn't as versed in the lyrics, and we thought it'd be fun to kind of do a duet.
And it is weird that it's my favorite song, and I honestly couldn't sing it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But
for your favorite, yeah.
But you know, you love a story, and what you led with, which I found very interesting, it wasn't like, oh, this song is so good, like, I love how, whatever. You were like, I love the story of this song.
Yeah, it's a nice story. I mean, I think I relate a lot to the story of being the best friend who just wants the girl to see him as more sexual, you know?
Classic.
And just for one night.
For one, that's all you're asking.
Yeah.
Not I just even, want, yeah. Like 3 hours.
Like 3.5
minutes.
Just find me sexy.
Yeah, for but a moment.
I'm just like, come on, fuck me.
Yeah,
you know?
I
don't know how she didn't know. I was like, fuck me, please.
We'll get into it.
No, I wasn't like that. I was cool. I don't want you to not think I was cool.
No, we know you were cool. The year is 1998, okay? The year is 1998. And to get us in the mood for 1998, I am going to the iconic, trusty source on the web, throwbacks.com.
Oh, yes.
And they are listing 15 iconic moments from 1998 that feel like they happened yesterday, not 20 years ago. This was clearly written in 2018. So I'm going to blow through these rapid fire, and we're not going to talk about them. And then at the end, if there's one that sticks out, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Titanic, 11 Oscar wins. Euro became the entire currency of Europe. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby video. Uh-oh. Iconic. Spice Girls, haven't had a charting hit in 20 years. It also has been 20 years since Jerry left. What? Okay, that was weird. That makes no sense. Oh, I'm saying Spice Girls did have hits in 98. Whatever, that was a weird wording. Getting Jiggy With It, 98. South Park, huge. Don't know what's with that on the list for. Dawson's Creek premiered, so did Sex in the City. Seinfeld yada yada yada'd for the last time in May of 1998, meaning the series finale. Hmm. Bill Clinton, Lewinsky sex scandal. Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman married. Google launched. Cell phones.
Damn.
Oh. And that's where it ends, even though they told me there were 20 things, which is why I said no talking. Okay, well, that was weird. That wasn't 20 things, but, you know, what resonated? Oh, wait, and you know, where were we when Google was coming out? We were in Vero Beach, Florida, and we're Andrew Collin. Andrew!
Oh, thanks for having me.
What resonated with you on that list?
As for that something whole list? That
when you were in high school, you were really feeling culturally.
What really resonated with me is how confusing the Spice Girls thing
made. Yeah, that made no sense to me. Because I guess it was like writing as a 20-year reflection, being like, the Spice Girls haven't charted and Jerry hasn't been in the band. And it's like, well, what are you talking about, hon?
Yeah, it shouldn't have been part of the list.
Like, 98 or was just, Spice World.
I'll tell you what resonated with me.
Yeah.
Google being invented then.
Do you remember that?
I'm not gonna lie, I was way ahead of the curve when it came to technology.
Yeah, you were.
I had a CD, the thing that clicks, the yellow one. No, I was so far behind.
Wait,
I remember
Walkman.
Remember the CD, the sport.
Yeah,
that clicked hard. Yeah. So like, if you were doing anything rough,
playing tennis.
Yeah, or if you were, yeah. If you were fighting a bear,
yeah,
you could still listen to freaking.
It was like that Nextel, like, construction worker, like, walkie-talkie phone.
It did feel like that. Yeah. I miss things like that.
Thick,
that
tactile. Crunchy plastic.
I miss crunchy plastic.
Yeah, it's going to outlive all of us.
Now everything's just, like, so silent. Like, the BlackBerry, you used to type on it.
I loved it.
You could hear each letter. Each freaking email you sent felt like something.
I felt sexy using a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
I felt corporate and I felt sexy.
Yeah, you buy a suit with every BlackBerry you own.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
I remember my brother coming back. He was working in finance and he had a BlackBerry and he just was like, I think I still had a Razor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just writing number X, you know, I don't even know
X
if Excel
equals
was.
Y, Z.
Yeah. Freaking EBITDA. That's something, I think. But anyhow, I remember going to my buddy, and I swear to God, this was a true sentence that I said. My buddy still gives me shit about it. I looked at him, I go, I don't believe in email. And I said it like, look, you guys might do this whole thing. I'm not getting on board. I'm not going to be an email guy. And I remember just saying it. So like, I'm not doing it.
You're like, matter of fact.
So matter of fact.
You're like, email's a flop.
That'd be like today being like, I'm not. In Instagram or TikTok. I don't believe in social media.
Which honestly has more legs than I don't believe in email. Because email is just like a way to communicate. Social media is like a whole other beast.
Yeah. I feel like I definitely was way off.
So when
that,
did you give in to email?
Probably the next day.
What was your email address?
Probably fucking. What was it? I remember setting up Gmail.
Yeah.
And I did @gmail.com.
It's the dumbest name ever.
I honestly think like
you're just giving your contact information out.
I did Gmail pretty early because Gmail came out after Google.
Yeah, yeah.
And I definitely could have done like Andrew Collin.
Did you do 14, AOL or anything like that?
I can't remember having. I think I had AOL just to go to a chat room to hit on women.
Yeah. What was your vibe in high school, Andrew?
I don't.
What was your high school like? What was your vibe? We haven't gotten that many. Tevi, have we gotten many Florida people on our show?
Not a lot.
I don't think so. We have Tevi, yeah. Miami.
Yeah.
But
where I'm from is very different than Miami.
Let's talk about it.
You know, Florida is its own thing.
It is.
I mean, whatever you want to say about it, but I was born in Miami, but then my family moved to a place called Port St. Lucie, Florida. My dad is a physician. He's a doctor, a cancer doctor. And he moved the family in 1982. And at that point, Port St. Lucie had like 2,000 people. There was like no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And my Jewish mother from Chicago, where they met at Chicago Med School, was like, how are we moving? It was literally like nothing was there. There was like one other doctor. And he like, you know, just performed on horses as well. Like it was like
crazy.
That kind of feel. So we moved to Port St. Lucie, which is now like kind of a city.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of New Yorkers have moved there. But anyway, so that's where I was raised, like 2 hours north of Miami where nothing was. And high school, I went to a private high school because the public school system where we were from, my mom didn't want me going there. Because one time a kid cut me with scissors. He cut my butt with scissors.
What? How old were you?
Well, that was, I was like 12.
Okay.
And some kid.
In middle school.
This maybe I was 10, because it was probably like, honestly, no, now that I think about it, I was in third grade.
Okay.
So whatever age that was.
You're like 8 or 9.
And I came home and he cut my ass with scissors and my mom was like, you got to go to private school.
Like he made you bleed?
Yeah.
You had to get stitches?
I didn't have to get stitches because maybe they were safety scissors. I don't know. They had the
plastic. They're like dull, dull scissors.
Which kind of hurts more in a way.
Yeah, it does.
Because it takes longer to cut
strength.
Through.
Like this kid was targeting you.
Dude.
Do you know who cut your ass?
No.
Do you know why he cut your ass?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I was the one white kid in the whole school.
Mm.
And I was very small.
Mm.
Like really small. And I think he just didn't like me. Yeah. I don't know if it was that reason. I don't know what the reason was. I don't think it was racially motivated in third grade, but he did cut my ass.
Yeah.
And I came home with a cut ass. And my mom's like, you're going to private school. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
And so then, and the next year I went to private school to this place called St. Edward's. And I have to go an hour to school each day, or an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
By bus.
And not Jewish, obviously.
Dude, there was no Jews.
Was it a Catholic school?
It was Episcopalian, I think.
So did you have to go to mass and stuff?
No, but we definitely did prayer.
Huh.
We did some prayers. And it would be funny, I would do a prayer, and then at the end when they go, in Jesus Christ, you know, our son or whatever, I would just mouth it, but I wouldn't say it out loud to stay true to being a Jew. I'd be like...
You're like,
our Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I maybe would whisper it. Maybe. I didn't want to piss Jesus off.
Of course not.
You know?
Was it a uniform school?
It was.
All through, like until high school?
4th through 6th grade, I wore a uniform. And then in 7th grade, that was like the big thing. You got to wear whatever tie you wanted, which is so
sick.
Funny. Yeah.
And then in high school, what was it?
Same thing, tie.
What was your go-to tie?
My mom is pretty big fashion head. She brought, you know, Chicago to wherever we were from in Florida. She's Jewish mother. And I never picked out my clothes. I never cared.
Yeah.
And she would always get me like a real funky tie.
Yeah.
I always had like a pastels.
Ooh.
like I don't know, like something I would have never picked out.
Right.
But I just didn't, you know, care.
Yeah, and she would just like get you a sick tie and then you'd just go to school and it'd be a fresh new pastel tie.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. And I didn't even know how it was coming across. Like I never thought about fashion.
Right.
You know.
Were you a good student?
No. I was not. I procrastinated a lot.
Yeah.
Certain subjects I was good in. I was good in history.
Mm-hmm.
I can memorize really well.
Mm.
English, I was fine.
Yeah.
Math, I was better at than English, which is...
Really?
Yeah, surprising because I'm a comedian where you have to have, like, analogies and shit. I was never good at that stuff. I was good at vocab to learn the words, but then I would never take them with me.
Were you an athlete?
I was an athlete.
Explain.
I played 3 sports.
What'd you play?
Football, basketball, and lacrosse.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was in a small school, so it was, like, you didn't have to make the team.
Right, you could like sign up.
It was
like rec, but like then you guys would play. Would you play other like really intense schools?
Yeah, yeah. We'd
would you
have
guys
like
get smoked.
No, we were pretty good.
That's
we were good. In football, my junior year, we went to like the final 16 in the state.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my senior year in basketball, we went final 8 in the state. Like we were good.
What was your position in football?
Football, I was small, man. When I was a sophomore in high school, the jersey went down past my knees. And I'm not kidding. And I had a lot of heart.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't even have that much heart, you know. But the coach, I remember, he'd always be like, if you guys, he always used me as like, look at this little loser. But he's trying so hard. If you had the heart of Colin, you'd be all American. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe, you know? And so I would be like on kickoff team, and which isn't like that big of a deal. But then by senior year, like I started at receiver, wide receiver.
Wow, wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
My God, that's a big deal.
We were a running team.
What does that mean?
The receivers weren't used that much.
Oh, I see.
But anyhow, like, and then I'm basketball. I was like a backup point guard. And then lacrosse, I was good.
Yeah. Lax.
Lax.
Practice pennies.
Yeah.
Cut off Braun t-shirts.
Hell yeah.
Wasn't that the brand?
Yeah, Braun was big. Yeah. STX.
STX.
Yeah.
Lanyards. Do you have a lanyard?
I remember lacrosse. I don't know if I had a lanyard. Lacrosse, though, I don't know. It was weird. I would just like, I was into sports, but I never like tried as hard as I could.
Right.
In really anything in life. I've never been the type to give it my all.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid.
Does it upset you, or does it, yeah, is it like a fear thing?
Could be. I do know when I give my all towards things and it doesn't work out, like external factors.
Yeah.
I get way more sad. I'm like, fuck, yeah. I would have been just as good if I didn't try.
Yeah.
And I remember senior year in lacrosse. So I started since I was a sophomore in lacrosse, which was like kind of a big deal, you know? And then I played basketball, and basketball would go into lacrosse season. And we got a new head coach senior year, and he didn't know that I started the first 2 years. And when I went there, and we got in late because we went far in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't start me, and he started a freshman over me. And I just remember just being demoralized and like almost like wanting to quit.
Right.
Because
that's like an ego thing, too.
Yeah.
It hurt. I'm a senior.
It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, why doesn't he know? You know, why doesn't he could just tell.
And he goes, like, look at the roster from previous years.
He could have done a little homework.
Yeah.
And I remember, though, like, the fourth game of the season, he finally, like, he put me in. And I scored 4 goals and had 1 assist, and we won 6-5.
Huge.
And I was like, oh, dude, that feeling was, I don't know. It was, like, the best feeling ever.
It was, like, the feeling of like, being a teenager and, like, given an opportunity to prove the authority in your life wrong.
Yeah.
It's, like, no sweeter feeling.
To not be seen and then to, like...
It's vindication.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you have a girlfriend in high school?
I did not.
Really?
No.
I feel like you were, like...
I was friends with all the girls.
Mm.
Like, literally every girl.
Friend zoned.
I also had Adderall in my pocket, and I think that helped.
Really?
Dude, so I had ADHD diagnosed, like, before it was, like, cool.
Yeah, you know, I literally just got diagnosed last week.
Yeah, now it's hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, honey, if you're not, what are you doing?
Now I think I don't do it, take the drugs, because, like, I'm, like, counterculture. Like, I've had it since fourth grade. No, I remember my mom got me on Ritalin, which is
classic. The
OG Adderall.
Yeah.
And I would take it, but it would suppress my appetite.
Right.
And then it'd make me tired for football. So I wouldn't take the pill, which looking back, I wasn't even that good at football. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like I should have.
You're like, I can't take this because I need to fucking play later. And like in your mind, you're like, I need to eat. I need to, my body needs to be in performance mode.
Yeah, I'm like 5'7" and Jewish and like run like an 8-second 40. And I'm like, this is, I got to stick with, like, you know, instead of calculus, you know?
You're like, this is going to take me far.
Dude, I would have been a billionaire by now if I just took my Ritalin.
You know? Fuck.
Or probably developed a drug problem. And
either way.
Still
either
living
or.
At home.
Yeah, or you could have been a billionaire with a drug problem.
That would have been pretty cool. So it was so funny, though, because I was like so I stopped taking the Ritalin, and I remember I had it in my pocket, and I'd go to school, I'd fake take it.
Yeah.
In front of my mom. I'd do like a dog.
Would she check your mouth?
For a while, because she found it a few times, she would put it in tinfoil in my pocket.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're not taking it. You got to take it, you know? And so I would fake take it. I'd be like, yeah, that's great. Yum, yum, yum. You know? Ready for school. Ready to be who you want me to be. And, I remember being at school and this girl, Emily, one day I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh God, I'm fucking, my mom wants me to take Ritalin. And she's like, what? And I don't even know if she knew what Ritalin was. Maybe she heard about it. Yeah. Adderall wasn't out yet.
Right.
And she's like, And I don't know how she got. She was maybe just ahead of her time that she knew that Ritalin was like a fun drug if you weren't, if you didn't have ADD.
Right.
She's like, "Can I have it?" And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And I give it to her. She takes it. Comes back the next day. She's like, "Can I get more Ritalin?"
So you became a Ritalin dealer.
Dude, I straight up became a drug dealer. Like, I had multiple girls coming up to me being like, "Hey." Like,
did you just give it to them for free?
I didn't have, maybe if I took it, I would have had
like the business idea savvy to like sell it.
Yeah, to become Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, here, you like me.
Oh,
and I'm giving
God.
It away. And I swear to God, I'm not bullshitting you. The girl would chase me around school. Like, I would run away from them in my pastel tie. Because they were like the fucking, like the people from Last of Us. Like,
yeah.
I need the Ritalin.
Yeah, they needed the drugs.
Yeah, it got bad.
You got them hooked.
Yeah, and then they got addicted to cocaine in college, and now they're divorced.
Well, good for you.
I think I gatewayed them.
Kind of gatewayed.
I gatewayed them. Yeah, I gatewayed them.
Did you drink and do drugs in high school?
No, so like, not at all. Like I remember in football, I had to sign a letter to say I wasn't going to drink.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And like, what would happen if you did drink? You'd get kicked off the team?
There's a possibility. But kids still drank. I remember I would get drunk like once every 4 months and get really drunk and be the life of the party. And
so,
like
you,
be
so
like
you
naked
did
and
drink.
Sprinkler. Like once every like 4 months, I'd get really hammered. Like really bad.
Okay, elaborate.
Oh, I remember I did take ecstasy.
Yeah.
The day before two-a-day football started because I had this cool guy. What was his name? Dale.
Uh-huh.
From Miami, which is just a cool name. And he moved from Miami, and he was like a Miami guy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man.
How old are you?
This was senior year. And I remember him telling me ecstasy, you could take it, and then the next day, no, you're good, man. Like there's no
side effects, no come down.
There's no hangover. So I popped X and we went to like a rave.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, with glow sticks. I wasn't even cool with it. I was just like, what is going on?
What kind of rave was it? Like in a warehouse?
Kinda, like a weird Florida warehouse. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like cool.
Did you go with any of your friends?
Just me and Dale.
Really?
Pretty much. I think
maybe. How did you know Dale?
I don't know. I forget. Oh, you know what? Maybe Dale transferred June. I feel like maybe he transferred. I don't know how I knew Dale before that. Maybe Dale moved junior year.
We find out Dale isn't real.
Honestly, I could have made this all. I didn't. Yeah, that would be a weird story to make up.
Yeah.
But anyways, I took the ecstasy and then I went to practice the next day. Two-a-days in the Florida sun. And like, I was in the shower. I remember that night I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die. I was on the floor of the shower.
Oh my God.
Like, so sad. And like,
did you have
crying.
Fun at the rave?
Not really.
And you were just like high on E?
Yeah, and then I just never. And I've took it like two other times since then. But like, I learned my lesson from drugs a lot of times. Like, I don't go back in for more and be like, I get scared off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
You said that you would get drunk and run naked through sprinklers.
Well, that was just one night.
Yeah.
I wasn't naked, but I was just like passed out in the sprinkler. I just remember, I could envision this. Someone took a photo of me just fucking hammered laying in the grass. Like, and they're like, Colin, you were the man last night. You were the man, dude. And then, yeah. And in college, I was that for 4 years.
Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right. What would you guys drink in high school?
Oh, man. Like coconut rum?
Yeah. Like Malibu?
Dude, one time I was in the Bahamas because, whatever, my friends were rich and they had these like big yachts. And I went on the yacht with like my friends and we parked in La Cayah in Bahamas. And there was a girl with huge boobs. Mm-hmm. And when you're 15, that's all you see. It's like, I'm like, how am I going to talk to her? What am I going to do? And I freaking had Malibu rum. And I was alone on the yacht. And I was like going over in my mind, like, hey, what, you like barracudas? Yes. You know, like, I don't know what I was going to say. Like, you snorkel? Like,
and?
You ever free dive? You know, you ever catch a lobster with your hands? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what I was going to say. So I kept drinking the Malibu rum.
Why were you alone?
That is weird. They left me with the 50-foot boat. So I'm driving this thing. I go to Costa Rica, I come back a changed boy. I got 4 facial hairs.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, Captain Andrew.
And honestly, they left the boat to you.
I know. I don't know. I think there was a hotel on land.
And like the family went, and they were like, let's leave the tag along on board.
Yeah, we don't want to check them in the hotel. We'll keep them on the boat.
So did you ever talk to the lady?
So I get so drunk. I drink the whole bottle, like literally like the whole bottle.
Oh my God.
And like, I start throwing up. I drank so much, I never talked to her. And then I'm throwing up in the bathroom and they come into the yacht, the family. And I was so scared. I didn't flush the toilet. And then someone walked in, they're like, did you throw up? I was like, nah. And they're like, are you hammered? And I was like, and then, dude, we went to dinner.
No.
Like a nice dinner.
No.
Like everyone's wearing their nicest Tommy Bahama.
And I'm
not kidding. I pass out, like hit my face into my soup.
Oh my God.
In my conch.
No.
Chowder. So anyways, so 3 days later, we're on the boat, we're on the pier or whatever. And, I see the girl, and my buddy was like, dude, I think I'm going to talk to her. I was like, nah, she's ugly. I remember. I was like, she's disgusting. Meanwhile, it was like,
Yeah, you were like spiraling because you were like, I'm supposed to talk to her.
Exactly.
I'm in love with her.
Which is a pretty good move.
Yeah.
If you ever want your friend not to talk, just say she's
like they're fucking gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
She has all the diseases.
Buzz's girlfriend. Look.
Yuck. Good tits, though.
Yeah, nice tits. So ugly, ugly, ugly face.
I end up going up to her, and I take her back to the boat, and I hook up with her.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
I hooked up with her.
How old is she?
I think she was a year older than me, but she was like a public school girl.
Oh.
And I was so afraid of diseases because I watched the movie Kids.
Mm, sure.
So I remember, like, she went down on me. First mm-hmm. time I've ever got a blowjob.
Wow, on a yacht
and
in
look
the Bahamas?
Up and my friends are watching through the wind. I don't know if that's a crime, but.
I mean.
You're young.
You're young. Is that a crime?
I just see eyes.
If everyone's young and teenagers and consenting and everyone watching is also a teenager.
Look, what happens in the Bahamas
stays in the Bahamas.
It's also a crime there.
You looked up and locked eyes with your friends.
My friends are just like, I'm like, they're like, Colin's the man. And then I think I got an AIDS test the next week, you know.
Because you were freaked out.
Yeah.
Were you like spiraling about it
after? I literally got an AIDS test when I was a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Because I fingered a girl and I bit my nails. And I thought, you know, it's got, you know, it was on a cruise and she seemed experienced. Uh-huh. She's probably slept with 3 guys.
Yeah.
You know, something crazy.
Yeah.
It's so funny at the time how you view like girls and guys, like
who's
she's such a whore.
Yeah.
She like jerked off one guy kind of
yeah.
over his jeans.
Yeah.
She must have AIDS.
She's a slut. She makes out with people.
Yeah, with tongue.
Yeah.
So I end up like, the doctor was like, what are you doing? Like, I told him why I was there.
Because you were like, I bite my nails and I fingered a girl.
Yeah, I don't know if, it, like, I might have cut a cuticle.
And it got in me.
And it got in me. Dude, I really was like that. That really did happen. It was so embarrassing. And, like, I was, like, waiting for the news, like, still, like, on the edge of my seat. Like, so am I good? They're like, yeah, you're good, dude. Take some Xanax.
So many boats in your life. I guess that's very Florida.
Yeah, you end up around a lot of boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had no girlfriends, but you were getting your dick sucked on a yacht.
But that was it. Like,
that was it.
I'd hook up on a cruise, and all my friends would be like, oh, did you hook up on a cruise? Because I never fingered a girl, you know, on school grounds,
right,
you know?
Like, right.
Or near the school.
So you, no girl, you were just a friend.
I mean, I've hooked up a couple times.
Yeah.
But I was a virgin throughout high school.
Love that.
And I won prom king, and I was a virgin.
Wow. Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that at the end of the pod.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Simply because Tevi has never heard this story, and I will say it is one of the greatest stories of all time. And you've spoken about it on my old podcast, and I do love it. You need to tell Tevi the story of when you went to visit your brother in college.
So, as you can tell, I was the man in high school.
Yes.
So I was like, I'll even get more pussy in college.
Yep.
You know, just so I was a virgin throughout high school. We haven't even got into being the only Jewish kid, being a small kid. I'm just saying, like, these were all things that
working,
like,
against you fully.
Yeah. Looking back, I used to have like a sob story about high school, but then I'm like, actually, I won prom king. I couldn't have been that bad.
I do think, though, that, like, culturally in Florida, I would imagine at the time in, like, the mid-90s,
yeah,
being, like, the only Jew probably felt extremely isolating and weird.
It was.
And also, like, being small, I feel like, and maybe this is just a stereotype I have in my own mind of, like, Florida guys, but I always feel like I think of, like, guys that have like muscles and are like tan and are like tall and like waspy.
Yes, that's exactly who they were. And they all had like, it was weird how they were so knowledgeable about anti-Semitism. Like,
did you feel, I remember that my people one friend, were anti-Semitic,
yeah,
to you?
For sure. Yeah, there's a reason why I became funny, because it was so easy to be like, oh, you Jewed him down, or like it was a very easy joke for these guys to make fun of, like, you have horns, like,
really?
And it'd get big laughs, so I had to be creative and like make fun of their whole existence, you know?
Right.
That's what made me funny, I think. But yeah, dude, like one time this kid put used lighter fluid and put a swastika on the driveway and lit it on fire.
Of your house?
No, of his house, which is kind of, I hate crying to his own house.
I don't mean to laugh, but
it,
like,
is funny.
People are so fucking dumb.
Dude, it was
like, he put that his driveway?
Yeah, and he was like, and I remember he had a BB gun, and I was locked in the bathroom, and he was shooting the BB gun under the door. These were my boys. Yeah, dude, it was wild.
He was, like, hunting, like, you.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it felt a little bit. And then even, like, one of my best friends, I remember, like, took a bat to my head and was like, dodge, you know, like, but, like, I know this is, like, hard, like, this is harsh, and I know it's, like, heavy, but it was, like, it was
take
so...
Take a bat to your head, like,
but it wasn't, like, really going to hit me, you? But was, like, no, kind of, like...
Just, like, threatening.
Yeah, threatening. And then
saying, die, Jew.
One kid took towels and made like a fake body and like hung it at my basketball camp. And he was my roommate and my other boy. Like, these are all my boys. And I tell these stories and like, I'm still friends with these guys.
Have they ever apologized?
One did. The swastika guy did, because he got, he stopped drinking, stopped doing drugs. And he wrote me a random letter and he became a vegan. I think he lives here in Silver Lake, probably. And he wrote me, he's like, yo, dude, I'm a vegan now. Sorry about the swastikas, essentially.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, I definitely dealt with anti-Semitism, but like, yeah, I don't know how I internalized that as a kid, because I don't even remember. Here's the thing, like, my parents, they were divorced and they were fighting so much. My mom was an alcoholic and my dad was not there, that I don't remember one time going home and being like, hey, by the way.
Same. We have the same experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was never a time to be like, hey, problem parents, like, yeah, listen to my problems. It's like, no, child, that is, your role is to not do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I complain.
Yeah.
I'm the parent.
Yeah.
It's about me.
Yep. You're an accessory of my life.
Yeah.
That I sometimes like having and other times don't.
Mm-hmm. And this is how I remembered a story 30 years later, like my mom being like, oh, that was great. I was like, you're hammered. You're having fun. You know, putting your cigarettes in a...
The time that I came home and told you about the guy who hung a fake Jewish towel body at basketball camp.
Pretty creative.
You're blacking out. Chablis.
Yeah, she was. She'd get pretty fucked up.
What was she doing with cigarettes?
She would just have a red Solo cup by her bed. And I mean, looking back at that too, like, whatever. As I get older, the story does change in my mind about, I definitely empathize with her more.
Totally.
But it was, yeah, it wasn't, so whatever. So that, all that being said, I was kind of ready. But then on the other end, I was best friends with the coolest kid in school. You know what I mean?
Was like, the coolest kid in school an anti-Semite as well?
He did some jokes, but I wouldn't, he was really good to me. His family was really good to me.
Yeah. He was more just like, oh, cheap Jew, devil Jew, not swastika light on fire Jew.
But he had my back, you know, but I guess, like, yeah, it's weird because this is the weird dichotomy of it, is like, these are guys that even back then, if another school, some guy came up to me and was like, fuck you, Jew, or whatever it was, they would fight for me. So it's like a weird thing of when you're a kid, of these kids being dicks to you, but then also
protecting you.
Yeah, would protect
me. Well, because it's almost like, no. It's like when you have a sibling that treats you like shit, but then if somebody else tries to treat you like shit, they're like, no, I get to treat my sibling like shit. Yeah. You don't get to treat my sibling like shit.
That's a good point. He's like, this is my Jew bitch.
Yeah, not yours.
Not yours.
Exactly.
Dude, I still remember when my one buddy was making fun of me for being Jewish at a high school party, and there was a star quarterback who played in the NFL.
Whoa.
Who went to Boston College, was at the party. He was friends with this other older brother. And he was not having it. And he was like this cool college football quarterback. And he stuck up for me with my buddy who like saw like the fear of God, because he was like, don't you do that to somebody, that's wrong, whatever, like this older college kid. It was like the coolest thing ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he ended up
Peace
playing
and
the
blessings
NFL.
Blessings to that NFL quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck. Shout out.
Shout out.
His brother also played in the NFL, Tim Hasselbeck.
There we go.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Shout out to the Hasselbeck family.
Yeah, and his dad, I think, played in the NFL. It's like this whole like...
Legacy.
Yeah.
NFL players, you know?
So anyways, that all being said, I was ready to go to college.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, you know, I was thinking about going to state school, whatever. But then I was like, my brother went to Tulane in New Orleans. And, you know, he was talking it up. He was in a fraternity. But me and my brother weren't that close growing up, even though we're a couple years apart. He's more of like A type, you know, and I'm like, that kind of person. And he was a... junior at the school, and he was like, no, come visit, I'll show you a great time, whatever, get out of Florida, whatever, you know. And so I went to visit, and you know, we all see these movies back then.
Yeah.
You go to college.
Yeah.
You know, you end up having sex or
titties, wet t-shirt contest, keggers.
Yeah, so that's all the thoughts I'm having. But I also wasn't really drinking that much in high school, so I had like a weird like, first girl I ever have sex with, I'm going to marry.
Right.
We'll have three kids.
Like a morality.
Yeah, I had like strong morality, small town morality thing. So it's the first night at Tulane in New Orleans. I'm sitting there. I put on like my coolest outfit, which is just like all Gap.
Yeah.
You know, I have like a thick brown belt on. I have condoms. I had Banaka. I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, I had too many condoms, too. Like, I had, like, four condoms. And I'm talking to my brother's roommate, and he's, I find out he's in law school at Tulane. He's 28. He's like this older guy. He's kind of like, he's got a butt cut.
How did your brother meet him?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Probably with Dale. Mm. Definitely with Dale. So he has like real dark circles under his eyes, right? And he's playing with a knife. You know, this is before social media. This is what guys would do, just playing with a knife. And we have plans to go see, he's part of also this college band.
Yeah.
That my brother manages. Okay, and the plan was
rock band.
Yeah, like a rock jazz band.
Yeah,
like that kind of stuff, but like to rock kind
of. Okay.
And my brother had CDs, whatever. So anyway, so like my brother's gonna be like their manager. Yeah. He was their manager at the time. And the whole plan was to go and see them in concert. That was the first night we were gonna go to a bar and watch them in concert. But first, we were gonna get fucked up before the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready to go, and I'm talking to this guy who's in law school, who I find out is an ex-Navy SEAL. And I'm talking to him, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're an ex-Navy SEAL. That's so cool. And he's like, you want to see something? And I was like, yeah, of course, whatever. I'll do whatever you want. And he opens up a closet, and he has guns, knives, camouflage, and he has a bulletproof vest. And I'm like amazed, you know, I'm a 17, 18 year old kid. And I go, can I try the vest on? He's like, yeah, try it on, man. And I put on the vest, and he doesn't ask me. He doesn't set it up. He just goes, look, it's knife proof. And he took the knife that he was playing with and just stabbed me in the chest. And he goes, I think I stabbed you. That's how he said it. Like, so like, I swear to God, it was so nonchalant.
Yeah.
It was just like, I think I stabbed you. And I was like, you think? The knife is in my... No, it went in and out. I remember it went in and out. It wasn't like stabbed. In like...
He was like...
He went like this.
He like Buffy. He like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
you.
He Buffied me. Oh, and I take God. The vest off. I take my shirt. Take the vest off. He ruined my like best Gap shirt, which I was not happy about. And there's blood just shooting out of my chest. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm going to die in the most ironic way possible, getting stabbed with a bulletproof vest on.
By a Navy SEAL.
By a Navy SEAL.
Who's my brother's roommate?
My brother's roommate.
Who's also in the band he's managing.
Who has a dog that sucks its own dick, by the way. To completion. Which I should have known this guy would have stabbed me, because his dog was so cool. His dog really did.
How do you know to completion? Okay, continue.
Let's just say he didn't swallow.
Yeah. The dog sucks his dick and spits a huge loogie on the floor and is like, yuck.
He runs to the bathroom.
Yeah. Stands on the sink, spits it out, rinses his mouth
towel.
Out.
Fuck you. It was a ridgeback, well, whatever that is. They like fight lions and
Rhodesian
suck their own
ridgebacks.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
big dog, big load.
Huge loads. So the dog's sucking his dick. I get stabbed. And then my brother comes out into the living room. He hears the commotion, hears me screaming, and he's like, I stabbed your brother. And my brother's like, what? And he looks, and I'm just covered in blood. Like, covered. Like literally, like, gonna bleed out.
Right.
And so we first call 911. They're like, it's New Orleans, you know, they'll come, you know, after you die. And my brother, like, goes, hey, get in the Wrangler. I don't know if he said get, you might have said just get in the car, but I like it better. Like,
because
he had a Wrangler.
Gives you the visual.
I love the Wrangler guy calling it a Wrangler. And so we get in the Wrangler, and it's a badass Jeep, by the way. Roll bar, big ass tires.
Sick. Floodlights.
Floodlights. Bleeding to death in this badass Wrangler. And... the Navy SEAL, I remember, he, like, took my shirt off and used it to plug the wound.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this pain in my stomach that, like, I can't even describe. Like, my muscle was cramping.
Right.
It wasn't the stab wound. It was, like, I don't know, I couldn't breathe.
You're probably panicking.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. You know, actually, I didn't take it that yeah. well.
From the guy who thought he got HIV fingering a girl on a cruise ship, I think you were definitely panicking after you got stabbed.
Make the doctor give me an AIDS test. Be like, I think the knife, like, fucked some people. I mean, it...
So then,
no, that's where it ends. So then I go to the New Orleans emergency room, and there I go in. I get to skip the line because I bled all, you know, even though, like, I'm sure other people have been shot in there. Like, and they go and they go, well, we think his lung is collapsed. And I was like, my lung, like, I didn't even know my lung, because it's here. Like, that's where I got stabbed, like, up by the chest.
Right.
Your lung goes all the way up. I thought my heart, I literally thought. In my mind, my creative mind, my heart was my brilliant creative mind that got a 540 on my SATs, verbal. I thought my heart was just pumping blood.
Right.
Like, I literally thought that.
Like, the knife stabbed through your chest into your heart, and what was spraying was your heart.
Just literally my heart going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That makes sense.
So I'm thinking I'm just bleeding. So anyway, so then I go, we think his lungs collapsed because I couldn't breathe. Because of stomach muscle pain. So they give me a Valium to relax my stomach muscle. And then they take an x-ray. And then they give me this painkiller called Demerol. Which is like the strongest painkiller ever. And then I swear to God, right when I took that, I was like, ooh. Like, I got like so like, ooh, I'm in New Orleans.
Yeah. You know? Like, ooh. Euphoric, happy.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, let's go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
You know, I started talking like, give me a hand grenade.
Like, talking with like a Creole like accent.
Just making a stew.
Yeah.
We're going down there.
Unclear if you can do that accent.
Clear. I just cleared it. There's plenty of...
What? There are plenty of white Creole people down there. Yes.
That's who I had in mind.
You're thinking of Duck Dynasty.
Yes.
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 You're thinking of like people in the bayou.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was doing that voice. And they're like, you're canceled. I'm like, I'm dying. So anyways, the doctor comes back and goes, look, it missed your lung by like a centimeter or whatever. Like, so close, but you should be good, but we got to keep you here for 6 hours to make sure your lung isn't collapsed. So I'm in the room. I got to get it stitched up, but I'm not stitched up yet. I'm just sitting there. They put me in like my own room, and my stomach's growling. So funny. I wonder if you could hear
thinking
it.
About it.
Could you hear it?
No.
So I'm sitting in the room, and then I don't know what, like, I'm like all messed up. I'm just like, ooh, whatever, you know, whatever. And then I'm like kind of passing out, not like consciousness, just like getting tired. And I open my eyes and a Navy SEAL is like right here. I'm like, first of all, why would they let him in?
Yeah, he definitely said he was your brother.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Or like just came with my brother. They assumed we were friends, you know. And he goes, the cops are coming and you have to tell the cops you stabbed yourself. I was like, what? Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm here for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just having fun. And he goes, you got to tell them. I go, what do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. And he goes, well, just, you know, and like right when he was telling me what to say, the cop walks in. And he's this huge New Orleans cop, like, walks in. He's like, so what happened here? And I didn't know what to, I just said, a dog, a big dog that sucks its own dick. No,
a big Rhodesian Ridgeback
to completion
that likes to suck his dick to completion
jumped on me and I stabbed myself. I really did just say a big dog jumped on me and I stabbed myself. And the cop, I swear to God, he just goes, all right, well, sorry about that, and just left. Didn't take any paperwork.
Oh,
like,
my
he just
God.
Didn't want to like deal with it.
Yeah, he was over it.
He was over it.
He knew that was a lie.
One, if he just asked me what kind of dog it was, I would have. You know, like
yeah,
any
but
question.
Like, he's like, I'm lying.
I'm lying.
Yeah.
He did it, but I was so afraid of the guy because he was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, also, the guy stabbed you.
Yeah. I was so afraid because I was like, because you just want revenge.
Yeah.
But then you're like, can't get revenge on a Navy SEAL.
No. Not on a guy that has an arsenal of weaponry.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with a guy that has weaponry.
No.
In a normal.
Rule number one of life.
Don't
do that.
Yeah, don't do that. So I'm sitting there, and then a nun comes in, and I yelled at her that I'm Jewish. And she was just like, ugh, you know, left. And then I remember I got stitches, and my brother, like, played a prank on me. And he was like, you could get Playboy Bunny scar with the stitches. And I was like, I want the Playboy Bunny. And the doctor's like, what? And my brother's like, ah. I was like, who the fuck plays a prank? Like, did you set this all up? Anyways, so long story short, I leave there. I get the stitches. It's like 5 hours later, 6 hours later. And my brother's like, hey, do you want to go check out that band I manage? And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. After getting stabbed, I want to go see people play like covers of Gin Blossoms. So we go to a concert. And I swear to you, the Navy SEAL is in the band.
Yeah.
And he sees me in the crowd. And he stabs me again. No, 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 no. He goes... He looks at me from stage. He's like, oh, he gets on mic. He's not even supposed to be on mic. He gets on mic. He's like, hey, man, just want to say sorry about the accident. I was like, I don't think it's an accident. Like, an accident is like, you know, you tripped.
Yeah,
or
like I slipped and fell on top of you and whatever. You stabbed me.
And then he goes, well, this next one's for you, man. And I don't know what, he's like, these next songs are, sorry, man. And he probably played like Shot to Your Heart or something.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he played, but it felt good, you know, to get called out on stage, I guess. And I go home, and the next night I go to like a paint mixer party, which is in a frat house. And it's just like, you take off all your clothes and you throw paint all over each other.
Uh-huh.
There's a sorority there, too. Yeah. It's not just
the- I was going to say, is it just the frat?
It's just me and the Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
So I take my shirt off, and all these girls are showing, I show them I got stabbed. And then, like, that instant, I wasn't like a little Jewish boy. I wasn't like getting made, I was like the cool guy that got stabbed. And this hot girl, like, took a liking to me. And we like walked back to her dorm, and I could have went upstairs. I could have, I really like the story could have been like, and then I had sex.
Yeah.
You know, decently. And, but I just kissed her, and I was like, all right, because I was afraid of STDs, dude. Or like, I was like afraid that she was like a experienced college girl. And I just walked home, but I was really happy still. But like,
saying, but I was really happy still is so sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's sweet.
Yeah, I guess
you
it is.
You packed four condoms for what? To not use?
To use as a pillow, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But it was like, and then I went to Tulane.
But then after, when you got back.
I ended up going to school. Oh, when I got back,
When you got back to high school, was everyone like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. But like basketball season was, I had to like sit out for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I missed like the senior game. Actually, the photo I sent your producer, I was stabbed like 2 days before that.
Well, fun
and
fact.
I look great. I've never looked better.
Oh my God.
Anyhow.
Is that a knock on the door that I hear? Why, yes, it is. We're in the high school guidance counselor's office. I'm the high school guidance counselor.
Wait, what?
In this moment of the podcast, you get to rectify a wrongdoing of your high school past. You get to say fuck you to someone or apologize to someone or both.
Man, you know, I'm so used to telling the story that I was always bullied. So, like, to think of myself as the bully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
comes with age. Comes with wisdom and age.
I do remember, a fun story, a funny one to be apologized for is I shit my friend's bed. And I'm sorry about that, bro.
How did you shit your friend's bed?
Like I said, I didn't really smoke weed or drink, but I smoked a little bit of weed.
You know, it's funny because you keep on saying you didn't smoke weed and then every single story is about drinking and smoking weed.
But that's why I didn't do it. Because if I, you know, but I remember I smoked a little and it was like boys' night.
Yeah.
You know, like it was the it wasn't the first time I was invited to like the cool guys.
Right.
So it was all the coolest
the cool
guys.
Cool anti-Semites.
Yeah, the cool anti-Semites.
Yeah.
They're like, they finally let the Jewish guy in.
Yeah.
And
you smoke a little bit of reefer.
And I start to feel sick.
Oh, no.
And I have like 104 fever and my stomach's hurting. Like, I don't know. I have like a weird, like, 24-hour virus. And I end up in his bed.
Uh-huh.
And they're all outside drinking, smoking. And I just went to fart. And it wasn't even a shart. It was like
full shit.
And I go, oh, maybe they don't know. And then I hear them like going, I walk into the bathroom. I'm like naked in the bathroom, shit all over me. And they go, what is that? What the fuck? What? You gonna smell that? You smell that? Is that shit?
No.
And then I could hear them like figuring out like,
oh no, like, putting the pieces together.
And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, it's the worst.
Terrible.
Yeah. And they're like, dude. And then finally got to the bed and they're like, Colin, shit my bed. Did you shit my bed? You know?
Oh God.
Yeah. And so, sorry, bro, for shitting your bed, dude. But yeah.
It happens.
I go, don't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They told everyone.
Of course.
And then a week later, this guy shit. He went to a party and shit inside the parents' closet. What? He was like passed out in the bathroom. And he was passed out in the bathroom because he was throwing up in the bathroom. He got so drunk. Stumbled out of there, went in the closet and shit all in the closet and used kilts, like kilts, Scottish kilts.
Yeah, yeah.
That have been in the family for like 500 years to wipe his ass. And the mom came in and he was just like. And then he ran and the mom found him in the yearbook and pointed and goes, that's the one that shit my. And then my story that was like the big shit story went away.
Yeah, dissolved. Yeah. A bigger scandal came and took its place.
So thank you to him.
Yeah, thank God for the guy who cleaned his shit with the family heirloom.
Yeah, he flies airplanes now. In the Navy or something. Yeah.
It all comes back to the Navy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that guy was never a Navy SEAL.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
Oh, he lied about that?
Yeah, he lied about it.
So he's just a full-on psychopath.
Yeah.
Great. That makes the story better.
Yeah.
And it's always comforting to know that someone's just, potentially a psychopathic killer.
Yeah, rather than look bad upon America.
Yeah.
You know, if he was a Navy SEAL that did that, then America would look bad.
Yeah, yeah. But no, now he's just actually a serial killer.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, your apologies are heard.
Yeah.
And I, on your behalf, I would like to say fuck you to every single person that was being a jerk to you for being a tiny little Jewish boy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It was. It was. But I guess you can look at it like, oh, but no. I was a successful comedian because I went through that. Who knows? Maybe I still would have been funny.
I think you still would have been funny.
Yeah.
You know. Does pain always make us funnier? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
No, for sure.
I mean, definitely something to think about.
Definitely. Like, I think if things were easier, I probably would have just lived in my hometown and got a job there and made good money and... I wouldn't have pushed
happy,
to go to New York City.
Simple life.
Yeah, probably a great life. They probably would have got over the whole Jewish thing and realized it was probably a little much.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
To try harder. Mm. You know, to not like.
We don't hear that often. We never really hear that. I mean, I kind of feel the same way. I wish that I like. Fucking just tried a little
not
harder.
Really yeah just like been like yeah just kind of I wish I kind of had some things but on that note on the flip side of that I flowed through life in a way that I can't anymore like going like applying to college I applied because it was like that application that was
the common app
I did that because it was the easiest route.
Yeah.
And I was like, where do I go to school? I go to school. That's a huge decision.
Yeah.
You're going to spend 4 years. This is your college. And I literally was just like.
Whatever. I mean, Tulane's a great school.
Yeah, I got in a weird way, but through the night school. But.
still got in.
I'll take it. But yeah, no, I wish I like just I think because, whatever. You just. Looking at sports wise, I could have been really good. I could have probably played in college if I like buckled down, but you know what you know.
What do you think you could have played in college?
I think lacrosse.
Yeah.
I think baseball would have been my best sport, but I quit that to play lacrosse.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Lacrosse felt more like culturally relevant at the time. Baseball snooze. However, I love those little baseball outfits.
Yeah, and I just like for like my body type and my what
you're
I'm good
small,
at.
Small, you're small,
but
sort
good
of
hand-eye
coordination.
Yeah, your small,
body.
Weak body with like puffy nipples.
Yeah, yeah, with your puffy little marshmallow nips.
Yeah.
We didn't even get into that. You need to go and listen to Andrew's podcast that episode I'm on
it's
to
so
hear
fun.
About that.
You're so great.
Did you go to your senior prom?
I did.
What'd
I was
you
prom
wear?
King.
Right. What did you wear? And then how did you get prom king?
I wore a white. It was a tuxedo prom, and my mom had me wear a white jacket.
Cute.
That was all her. She
Love
picks
it.
Out my outfits.
Love it. Black pants, white coat.
Black pants, white coat.
Kind of like a dinner jacket vibe.
It was like James Bond, I
guess.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
A patent shoe.
I don't remember. Again, like fashion-wise.
You blacked out.
Yeah.
Who was your date?
Aruni Wijitalekhi.
Cool.
Yeah, Indian girl. And she was the only, I think she was might have, one or two. So we were like two like minorities that like went together and she won prom queen.
Wait, so how did you win prom king?
So, I said, I had a lot of friends.
Yeah, and people loved you, and they voted for your ass.
I didn't realize how much they loved me, probably because I was so, like,
self-hating.
Thinking about self-hating.
But also,
and then
you were
real
receiving
hating.
A lot of hate.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
were receiving a lot of vitriol your way.
So, it was weird. It was, like I said, it was, like, a weird thing because, like, I was popular, and I was, because I was, you know, I don't know, I was funny, and I was best friends with the coolest kid in school.
Right.
Like, the star quarterback. The
so
start
then you
of
got
basketball
prom king.
Team.
Was he pissed that he didn't get prom king?
No, it wasn't like that kind of.
Did thing. You wear a crown?
I did for like 6 months after trying to get laid. Yeah, it's still nothing. Yeah, no, I wore a crown. I could find it somewhere.
And did you get to like, what did you do? Did you have a dance with?
Yeah, had a dance. By that point though, like, I don't even know how many, like if you were cool, you're already at the party after
prom.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the people that were sticking around, I think it was just me, Aruni, and, you
like
know.
Like four other people?
Yeah, four other people.
They like, were like, congrats.
Yeah. It didn't feel like, I think they did the dance too late.
Yeah.
To really show like, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it was weird to win that,
I mean,
looking back.
It's a huge, huge success, I will say.
Yeah.
Prom King is huge. We haven't had a Prom King on the show. There we
prom
go.
Kings
Breaking.
Don't become stand-up comedians.
They really don't.
No, prom kings become investment bankers that have yachts.
I feel like your next special should be called Prom King.
Virgin Prom King.
And you know, my last question of the podcast is, did you have a senior superlative? But I know that you didn't.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
But it's okay because prom king to me trumps all. It's like an ace of spades.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
That's the ace of spades of high school is prom king. And you can't beat that. And it doesn't matter. You could get most successful. You could get best eyes, best smile, most stylish, most likely to, you know, be on SNL, whatever.
I think
but
it was most
nothing
likely
compares to prom
to
king.
To give Ritalin to
Yeah, most likely to
women,
give, yeah.
To become
most
a drug
likely
dealer.
To be a gateway drug dealer.
Yeah. Just
Dale.
Me holding up, like. A
yeah,
pill thing of
your
Ritalin.
Little mom's wrapped foil pill. Oh my god! Oh, and just like that, it's the end of the pod. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I can't either.
I love talking to you.
I love talking to you too. You know, I would ask you about 900 other questions, but I can't.
Then don't.
I won't.
Find them.
Where can all my classmates listen to your podcast?
Go. My podcast is called The Andrew Collins Show.
It's very fun.
Greta was just a guest on it.
Yes.
It's kind of a similar vibe to this.
Yeah.
And,
where can people see you live? Because that's also such a treat.
I know. It is. Well, my Instagram, Andrew T. Collin, or my website is andrewcollincomedy.com. I have like no... It sounds like I've been on the road for 3 years.
Yeah, you
and
need
now
to
I've
you
like,
need to chill.
I know. But I will be I'm sure I'll be setting I know in October I'll be at the Portland Helium.
Well, there we go. Yeah. If you're in Portland,
I found one.
Go to Portland Helium in October.
yeah, that'll be the only date for 10 years. Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow. Andrew, a pleasure to always chat with you. You never cease to amaze me. And to everyone for listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting my show. Thank you for supporting me. Give us 5 stars. Tell your friends about this podcast. Tell your family about this podcast. Listen to it or don't, but maybe do. And, you know, until next week, as I say every week, stay cool, never change. Ciao.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.